This is Chi Newton with a word from the Word for you today. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Hallelujah. Rejoice, for we have the word of life. Jesus is the word of life, and the word of life is Jesus. Thank God, dear friend, that you and I have unfettered access to this word of life. In these very testy times, we believers cannot afford to go a day without feeding the words of eternal life. Simon Peter said to the Lord, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Beloved, we have no alternative to Christ Jesus. In whatever situation we find ourselves, He is the solution. All you have to do is seek and find it in the words of eternal life. To every challenge, there is at least a word in the Bible for your total victory. You can find this word first and foremost by searching the Bible. And you do need to make a habit of reading the Word of God day by day. Second, listen regularly to the undiluted word of life, preached by one to whom the truth has been revealed. And third, be fully persuaded that God is well able to perform what He says. To us believers in Christ Jesus, there is no greater joy than being with the Lord daily through observing our quiet times, through fellowshipping with Him in worship and in reading the Word. The psalmist cried out to God, "Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me." Psalm 51 verse 11. Dear friend, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, and we do derive our strength from abiding in His presence. You and I can do nothing without the Lord. But even much more than that is a realization that life holds no real meaning without the abiding presence of the Lord. When we commune with the Lord daily, as we read the Word, as we listen to the words of life, we experience His love, which words cannot really describe. And what can we do without the Spirit of life, the Spirit of the Lord? The Lord lives in you and me through His Spirit. And when we live conscious of His presence, we find strength to go through life and we become bolder in our walk with the Lord. We have everything in Christ Jesus. Do not fear. Only believe and reach for all His riches in glory. God be with you and bless you and cause you to rejoice always in Christ Jesus. Amen.